following is an encore presentation of Distorted View Daily.
Experience the magic of reruns.
I feel it in my fucking cunt.
Feel it in your cunt.
That's how it is to be a nation of crack horn, drug addict, brain damaged prostitutes. That's basically what we are. We're just a totally drugged out, cigarette burns all over us, mindlessly gibbering, watching Saturday morning cartoons, laying in a flea bag hotel with stains all over the carpet. We're just covered with slime. We just watch the TV gibbering and drooling. We don't have any front teeth. And the Federal Reserve just comes in with a nightstick if we ever argue and just beats us in the head. That's who we are. That really is who we are. We're a drugged out prostitute who weighs about 90 pounds with cigarette burns all over with clumps of hair falling out. A crack whore right on the end, right on the edge, be dead soon, be taken out and thrown in a river. Nobody in the world will care. Because after all, we were that crack whore. We were that arrogant, evil country. Sucked dry, totally imploded. And I'm sorry to use analogies like that, but that's what we are. A toothless crack whore with crust all over our eyes. We were once a beautiful 18-year-old woman who ran away from home, ran away from the church, ran away from goodness. We were going to live on the streets. We were going to make it big in Hollywood. And now we're a crack whore with our hair falling out.
I'm a sucker for other people's pain. Pain.
I have vaginal sex with my miniature stallion. Lows.
Eat that boo-boo.
And you're putting feces in your mouth.
You need it, we got it. Flea Market, Montgomery, shut your goddamn ass up.
We're doing a
great
job. We're
going to
take
turns. Oh, my God.
All right. Hey, Frank's Demented with you. Back for the Wednesday edition of DV. Got a great show. I apologize for posting Morning Sickness a little bit late. Ended up going online at, 10:30 or so. So, yeah, just a few hours. I fucking hate deadlines. Why did I say that it was going to be posted at 7 a.m. every day? I'm just setting myself up for failure. It's depressing, although, you know, it's always 7 a.m. somewhere in the world. I didn't say it was always going to be posted at 7 a.m. on the East Coast, so just everyone shut up. You know, if I don't post it at exactly 7 a.m., I don't need 10,000 tweets and people posting on my Facebook, oh, it's afternoon sickness. Oh, Tim couldn't manage to post a show on time, what a fucking shock. Whatever, listen. Brilliance cannot be rushed, and neither can the retarded entertainment I provide, apparently. Oh my God, speaking of retarded, do you guys remember James Mario? He was this, retarded kid who was kind of deformed looking, and he would create really horrible music, on his Casio keyboard, and it would be all about Mario or Bowser or different characters from the Super Mario Brothers universe. Well, someone posted audio from Distorted View where I'm talking about James Mario, and a bunch of James Mario supporters came out. The video only has 800 views, but about 800 negative comments about me, including the real James Mario. He had to comment on the stuff I was saying about him.
Bianca, can you not tickle?
Yeah, he's all about tickling girls.
She cannot tickle good. She's not so tickling. She may be sexy, but she cannot tickle at all.
Oh, you get the idea. There's James Mario, right? Now, in every single one of his videos, people say shit like, I'm scared, holy crap, kill it with fire, stuff like that, right? But when I comment on it, I get shit like, you're a sick person. It's one thing to watch his videos for entertainment purposes, like anyone's doing that, but to make fun of him publicly is just douchely. Douchely. You're an awful person, ignorant piece of shit. Then James Mario says he's in a different world altogether. He's like, I want respect. Okay. That girl told me lies about a shark and it's not funny. I have no idea what that means, so I refuse to add her back, meaning Nikki Smurf. Okay, whatever. This has to be the lowest. This is another person. This has to be the lowest of the low. Welcome to Distorted View. Ting! You are a pathetic waste of life. Your parents should be ashamed. Oh, okay. Ashamed that he combined several words. He should be ashamed that they brought you into the world. This really makes me wonder about what kind of people are out there these days, ignorant as fuck. You must be a fucking hideous piece of shit, right on the money, ding ding, or else you would have put your own face on here. Well, first of all, it's an audio show, and I didn't put anything on there. There are plenty of videos of me. Some idiot grabbed the audio. Why am I talking to this person? You're a faggot, your videos suck, and you're probably a 300-pound douchebag that sits on his couch and makes fun of autistic people. Well, I do make fun of autistic people, but I've got a desk and chair, thank you. I'm not allowed to make fun of someone with autism, please.
Because I know them too.
Dopey parents let them post this shit.
The message is, you can't tickle. You went and blocked me. You are the biggest tickle fake I have ever seen.
Yeah, tickle fake. He's talking to Sarah in this video.
You don't even know the meaning of the word tickle torture. You really suck at it. Well, I am still the tickle master.
I've got to post this video on our Reddit. You have to see James Mario. I'm sorry. I know it's wrong to make fun of this kid, and I'm not. I can't stop staring at his deformed fucking head and face and mouth. It's really disturbing. I'm sorry. It just is. It really is. This is no different than having one of those TLC show about conjoined twins. You know, we stare at them because they're fucking freaks. And that's all I'm doing here. I'm just pointing out that we've got a freak on YouTube. A circus sideshow on YouTube you need to check out. All right, moving on now. You know what, fuck it. I'm going to make a picture of him today's album artwork because everyone just needs to see what's going on here. All right, I remember a couple, weeks ago when I said there needs to be a product that you can ingest that would cause your shit to sparkle. I mean, you know, we call it shit sparkle or something. Well, look at this. Someone had already beat me to the punch. Another one of my brilliant ideas is being used. This gold pill makes you poop glitter. Want to shit gold? I mean, literally shit gold? Just swallow one of these gold pills and all your glittery doo-doo dreams will come true. Now, here's the problem with this product. It's totally real. All right, the pill, though, cost $425. See, my idea is a little bit different. Mine would be a little more affordable. You don't need real gold in your shit. What would you ever do with that? It's $425. It's filled with gold flakes and dipped in gold. But really, how valuable is it when all the flakes are stuck in a log of crap? And then you're just going to flush it down the toilet? No, no, no. I want something more affordable. Like, you know, $10 for a 10-pack of, you know, glitter pills. We'd have a nation of people running out of the bathroom and telling their friends, oh my god, look at this, look at my poop. Oh, it would just be fantastic. Someone please work on that. Speaking of dumb ideas, someone fucked his Xbox.
Hello. I am Cliche Crazy, and this is my Xbox 360. Now, in the back of this Xbox, I have drilled a hole, and in that hole, I've inserted a fleshlight. Why, you might ask?
Well, I think we know why now.
Because I'm going to have sex with it. Doggy style.
There he is.
All right.
Well, I see his ass.
Here's the Xbox. Let's do this.
I believe he's holding the Xbox. He didn't just lay it down on the bed and fuck.
Oh.
Let me fast forward a bit here. Oh, there he is.
Yeah, Xbox. Yeah, my fucking name sucks, folks.
Yeah, take it, Xbox. I hope that thing doesn't have an STD. It'll give you a red ring of death.
Fuck.
Oh, now the Xbox is riding him.
Fuck your Xbox.
Cowbox style.
Fucking my Xbox. Fucking my Xbox.
Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Dropping fucking loads in my Xbox.
Say your motto. Say it. It'd
be cool if he was wearing one of those Xbox Live headsets.
Yeah, talk about Kinect. Yes. Xbox.
I mean, he's goofy, but he is really fucking the Xbox. You can see he's in all sorts of different positions. I'm going to have to post that on Reddit, too. You need to see this dude banging his game console. Moving on, I've got a clip here of a young girl. I think it's a girl. Young girl who got into a bit of a car accident.
I just got my permit recently.
What was it? What did you get, Merrill Howard Kalen?
I just got my permit.
Oh, you got your permit. Okay. I was driving my car after I got my permit. See, this is another example of me being an asshole. If this was posted on YouTube, there'd be a lot of comments. You fucking asshole making fun of people with speech impediments. You're going to hell.
You must
have no life, and you must be 500 pounds. I'm just a fucking dick.
I just got my permit recently. Not my license, my permit. And I was driving a Becky around some places and everything since she can't drive.
I didn't think people like her were allowed to drive. They didn't issue driver's license to her kind.
And
people like me. Yeah, I can drive a car.
Some places, and every time since she can't drive.
Okay.
And, well, this is going to sound weird, and you guys probably don't believe this, but we ran the car into the swing set. Like, we backed it up a little, like, once it did, but it actually ran into that swing set.
Okay. First of all, it's not a swing set. It's one of those, like, chairs. Those long chairs that swing back and forth. It's not like a children's swing set. We went over a child. Yeah, I don't think I'm gonna get my license now. There's a 4-year-old under my tire. I need to reverse. Get the child under my tire out.
We just like backed it up a little. But yeah. We just thought that was funny because we ran the car into the swing set. That's like hilarious.
Yeah.
Okay. So peace out.
Peace out, Girl Scout. I'm sorry, Girl Scout. Couple more clips to share with you now. Here's a guy getting fucked by his girlfriend. He's a cross-dresser, and he's dressed in gold and glitter.
Yeah. Oh, baby, yeah. Oh, God. He loves the way you fuck me. Oh, God. Good.
Rocking a strap-on, obviously.
Oh, yes. It's so deep. Oh, yes. Oh.
Now, as he's on his back with his legs up over her shoulders, like, how humiliating.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
I'm sorry. If I was a girl dating a guy and he made me do that, I could not respect him.
Baby.
Now she's shoving a baseball bat. Yeah, at the top of the video, you saw him fucking her, and I think now this is like his punishment. Like, you weren't supposed to bury your dick in her pussy. She's the one who's supposed to penetrate you. So now, as your punishment, you get a baseball bat buried in your asshole. Hey, speaking of guys who are into trannies, this guy wants to get fucked by a hairy woman as well.
My name's Tom. I'm a white boy from Denver, Colorado. I'm here to suck P.S. Madison's big nigger dick.
What was that?
Did you just call me a nigger? You know I'm finna wet your ass.
Well, no, he described your dick as being a nigger. A nigger dick.
Hello, my name's Tom. I'm a white boy from Denver, Colorado. I'm here to suck T.S. Madison's big nigger dick.
Yeah, there's a subtle difference there.
Did he just call me a nigger? You know I'm finna wear your ass out. Let's go. Open that mouth wider than that. I need that mouth wider than that. Open it wider, yeah.
Let's just fast forward to the part where he actually gets fucked by that big nigger dick.
Enjoy this black nigger dick. Yeah. Give me this white pussy. Give me this white pussy, baby. Give me this motherfucking white pussy.
She's a big girl with a big black dick.
Oh, you made me come.
All right. you get the idea there. And finally, before we get into the news, got a Linda Figgle Hall of Fame nominee for you. This is the Shake Team, who's representing the New Orleans Bounce Booty Shaking Dance Style. I don't know what I'm reading here. I don't know what the name of this group is, but the name of the song is Walmart Wally World Shake Team.
Man, forget going to the club to meet something new. When I want meet something new, I go get me a basket and I go walk around Walmart. All the women being Walmart.
Show
what
the trees. Come on.
I'm going Walmart. She going Walmart. They Walmart.
This, of course, was filmed in a Walmart.
Walmart. We going to Wally Wally.
Gorilla style.
Wally 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 World. Wally Wally Wally.
Featured this before. It was posted in 2011. It just features girls shaking their ass in the Walmart parking lot, in the aisles. Bongs and shit. This is a great advertisement for Walmart.
Basket.
Like any good Linda Finkel Hall of Fame song, the repetition is pretty prevalent.
She got her basket. She got her basket. What's your name? What's your number, girl? Ooh, what's
Trina.
Your
Trina.
Oh. Name? What's your number? Ooh, she. What's your name? What's your number, girl? Ooh, what's your name? What's your number?
They should have spent a little more time on the lyrics here.
Ooh, she making groceries.
You get the idea. You can check out this video if you want to hear more. It's Walmart Wally World by your friends at Shake Team. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Yes, guys, it is a new month. Welcome to May. Is today May Day? What the fuck is May Day? And why is it so close to Cinco de Mayo? If you want to have a respected holiday, you can't have it close to another one. And Cinco de Mayo is great because it's just a day where you're supposed to drink. You can't compete with that. Fucking May Day. Is that like Earth Day? I think it had something to do with being kind to the planet or something. I don't know. It doesn't matter. It's a bullshit holiday. Like Christmas and the 4th of July. That's right. Fuck you, God, and fuck you, America. I'm now on some sort of FBI watch list, probably. Listen, I'm just kidding. I love my country, and I love my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, even though I'm sure he's abandoned me after everything that I've said. He was a big fan of James Mario. All right, listen, if you're not a member of the Sideshow, please sign up right now. Help support the program. These paying members are what keep Distorted View alive. So if you enjoy these free shows, you better just kiss the fucking ass of every single Sideshow member, and better yet, become one yourself. It's very inexpensive, $6.99 a month or $66.99 a year. Sign up right now, because tomorrow I've got an exclusive show just for paying members. Plus, you know, you get the entire archive of programs, well over 2,000 shows. Every week we do extended programs, exclusive shows, video casts, plus, you know, specials. I do, little things for my paying members. Like they've got some coupon codes for the Distorted View store. So when they purchase merchandise, they get a little discount and stuff like that. So it's a great time to sign up. Again, it's only $6.99 a month or $66.99 a year. Superfreaksideshow.com. I command you to do this. All right. Three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, have you ever wanted to fuck a prostitute? Maybe you were considering hiring one just to suck your dick, but you were a bit put off because, you know, finding a prostitute, a good prostitute, is a bit different than hiring a plumber. You can't just, you know, go on a website and look at reviews until now. People like to read reviews online before buying a car or reserving a hotel room, but one website, SC.net, I guess, ECCIE.net, once based in North Texas, I'm sure it's offshore now, allows users to review the services of local prostitutes. According to the Texas Attorney General's office, that website is a factor in a few of their investigations. They wouldn't expand on what they're looking for or share if anything on the site is illegal. They should just be fucking quiet. Because this is helping the police department out. It's identifying prostitutes and where to find them. Google the word escort review, and not far from the top is SE.net, a website that's been around for years, but flourished while it was based in Texas, specifically Fort Worth. Women actually create profiles on the site, and customers can post reviews about their services. So it's the prostitutes who are posting pictures and their contact info? Quote, prostitutes are not the brightest. I'm not amazed because I've seen worse ads and websites than this, said Jenny Ford, human trafficking expert with ACH Child and Family Services. Ford's sole responsibility is to help women and children who have been victimized. She says people post on sites like this often and use kinky sex and prostitution as a cover-up for sex trafficking. Oh. If you're looking for an underage Taiwanese child bride, you know what to do. Thanks, Distorted View Daily. Ting. All right, it's happening everywhere. I mean, you can call and get someone delivered to your house, to your apartment, or to your hotel. Immigration Customs Enforcement has Homeland Security investigators that scour sites like this for potential trafficking cases. And while ICE works closely with police vice units, shutting down the site completely is near impossible. A lot of these internet websites are reflective of pure prostitution. Pure, delicious, sexy, stinky prostitution. Some of these websites have actual legitimate ways of means and services that they produce. So having these websites looking into the aspects of these sites don't necessarily make the entire website seizable. So that's an interesting point. If you are planning on setting up an illegal porn website, try also selling Precious Moments figurines. The police won't be able to touch you. All right, where are we at here? State Senator Letitia Van Depute, says, we know the internet is a problem, but what's happened with these internet sites is that they've become advertising, money-making ventures. This is not your prostitute standing on your street corner. This is online solicitation. I wonder if they accept PayPal. Van Depute says if law enforcement can connect individual postings with reports of human trafficking or prostitution complaints, then they'll go after the poster. The overall goal is to decrease the demands for these kinds of sites and consequently decrease human and sex trafficking. So there you go. Again, the website. This is great advertising for the website, eccie.net. Remember that URL for next time your wife is out of town. All right, next story we have for you today. A group of American politicians has introduced a resolution into Congress saying that climate change, among many other bad things it does, forces women into prostitution. And that as a result, the USA should use gender-sensitive frameworks in battling the scourge of global warming. What the fuck am I reading here? House Concurrent Resolution 36 of the 113th Congress, recognizing the disparate impact of climate change on women and the efforts of women. Is it because the globe, the earth, is getting hotter, so women are wearing less clothes? And I don't know, guys are whistling at them, and the women say to themselves, well, look, I'm almost completely naked as it is because it's so hot. I might as well fuck this guy. He's practically seen me nude already. Might as well get paid for this. All right, whatever. Dated April 26th. Can be read online. It says, whereas women will disproportionately face harmful impacts from climate change, insecure women with limited socioeconomic resources may be vulnerable to situations such as sex work, transactional. Okay. I'm saying, whenever I see the word trans next to the word sex, I immediately think it's, you know, transsexual. Transactional sex and early marriage that put them at risk for HIV, STIs, unplanned pregnancies, and poor reproductive health. So yes, women will be forced into prostitution by climate change. And the bill goes on to say here, or the resolution says, now, therefore, be it resolved by the House of Representatives that Congress encourages the use of gender-sensitive frameworks in developing policies to address climate change, don't forget about the prostitutes when you're dealing with climate change. That's basically what this resolution is saying. I think before we start worrying about whores, we should get all of Congress to first admit that global warming is a real thing. That's the first hurdle. Because there's a lot of people out there who think it's nonsense. All right, should this resolution pass in due course by the House and Senate, it does not have force of law. And indeed, this one merely encourages the president to support women globally. Oh, this is fucking bullshit. Why even? It's not a law. It just urges the president to think about women who might have to sell sex because it's hot outside. The polar bears are dead. Come fuck me. All right. The resolution was introduced by a group of Democratic congresspersons led by Representative Barbara Lee of California. Is there nothing else to do right now in Congress? Worrying about fucking prostitutes. All right. Final story we have for you today. If you live in New Zealand, be careful what you try to name your kid, because there's a banned list. There's certain names you cannot name your child, like Lucifer, for instance. I don't know why you would not want to name your child Lucifer, but you can't do it if you live in New Zealand. Also, Christ or Messiah is on that list. In New Zealand, parents have to run by the government any name they want to bestow on their baby, and each year there's a bevy of unusual ones too bizarre to pass the taste test. When you name your baby, you gotta run it by the Registrar of Birth, Deaths, and Marriages. The agency says acceptable names must not cause offense to a reasonable person, not be unreasonably long, and should not resemble an official title and rank. So even names like Justice are not allowed. Yeah, Justice or King, you can't name your child King. Some of the other entries scored points in the creativity department. Mafia No Fear was a name. Someone was trying to call their child. For Real, the number four. So I guess numbers are not allowed. Anal. Someone wanted to name their kid Anal. Anal Johnson. Then there were parents who preferred brevity through punctuation. The ones who picked asterisk or period. Still, some quirky names do make it through. Benson and Hedges, a popular cigarette brand. those were twins, by the way. Benson and Hedges. Violence was allowed, and number 16 bus shelter. So I guess numbers are allowed after all. Asked about those examples, Michael Mead of the Internal Affairs Department said all names registered with the department since 1995 have conformed to those rules. What happens when parents don't conform? 4 years ago, a 9-year-old girl was taken away from her parents because her name was Tallulah Does the Hula from Hawaii. To be sure, New Zealand is not the only country to act as editor for some parents' wacky ideas. Sweden also does this. People over there attempted to name their children Superman, Metallica, and... Oh, Jesus. This is a pretty name for a child. I don't know if this is a girl's name or boy's name, but it's... Brfxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxx sorry. Let me start over. BRF, like barf. BRF, XX, CC, XX, MNP, CCCCC, LLL, MMMPR, you know, and it goes on. In the United States, however, naming fights have centered on adults. In 2008, a judge allowed an Illinois school bus driver to legally change his first name to God. Oh, no, I'm sorry. His first name is In God, and his last name is We Trust. Whatever. Okay, you get the idea. People are so stupid. That's your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and check in with my freaky deekies. All right. What say you?
Huh?
What? Hello?
Oh, my God.
Okay. What can I help you with?
Who is Cheryl Murkowski?
She's a 25-year-old tan woman with three-fourths of a lung and a prolapsed ass.
It's you, isn't it? It's you. Is it you? You're like a dual personality.
A lot of people think that I am Cheryl Murkowski, but how in the world could that be possible? If you listen to my interview, there's obviously two people talking to Jan Terry. We talk over each other occasionally, like over each other's words. And, you know, Cheryl has her own fucking life. If you go on her Facebook page, she's always updating shit. I don't have time for fucking dual personalities and stuff. Please. I'm a very busy woman. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Wrong character.
Hey, yo, I'm on that DV tip. You got that goat cheese. T's thick. You see, my mind so thick, I need Timothy to rate my shit. Bristol 1, Bristol 2, I want a 7, Timmy Boo. See, I love distorted view. Those who don't should love it too. It's cheaper than a meal ticket. Then you get your brain fisted. All you freaks should get my props. You freeloaders can suck my cock. So here's some love for the Careless Fairy and a special shout out to Rat Girl. You hear me?
Wow, that was very good. I like that. If it wasn't fucking shitty phone quality, I would save that and play it at the top of the show sometime or something at the end. Record a high quality version for me, please. Get in the studio immediately. Hey. Add more lyrics, make it a full song. Perfect.
Hey, Tim, this is the boy from Colorado, your little helper as of late. Like I said in my last message, I wrote a book getting published soon called Church of the Free Mind Anti-Messiah.
Okay.
No, I'm not the leader of a cult yet. Basically, this is an adults-only philosophy picture book. Sort of a
dark. Oh, I like that. I like an adult. Like, this is a book for adults, but it's a picture book. So, I hate to be bothered with a lot of words.
Sort of a dark self-help parody with naughty pictures.
Oh, I'm there. Send me a copy.
Post the picture.
By the way, don't send anything to our P.O. Box address. I have a new P.O. Box address that I will be announcing soon.
Sure, too, on Reddit. Y'all can see the naughtiness. You can check out free excerpts on Facebook at Church of the Free Mind Anti-Messiah. So, like my page, if you want updates.
Well, it sounds good. I mean, it sounds like a book that I would be interested in reading.
Hi, Mr. Henson. This is Sean's dad, Ed, calling in to say hi. Last time I called in, I think I called you faggot. I didn't mean it. You know, it's just kind of like one of those nickname things.
Yeah. I like that I have the nickname of faggot.
People call you that, and it's just kind of like, I don't think anyone really means it. Most of the people don't mean it. It's just kind of a, you know.
Yeah,
like
I don't
if you had a yearbook.
Yeah, it's if I go on, yeah.
Next to your name, faggot would be one of your nicknames. It would be like a term of endearment. It doesn't mean anything, you know. It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I take it as a compliment.
You were talking about Barack Obama and a tattoo to be over to presidential staff for Barack, and you were asking about Michelle. What about this? The ovary office.
Oh, I like that.
Love a cunt. And then for Joe Biden, because where the vice president lives is the Naval Observatory. So how about that? Right around his belly button.
Oh.
Naval Observatory.
Like, that's pretty good. You're smart. I like that. I like the ovary office.
Timmy Boo, what a do? It's Jimmy Boo, loyal sideshow freak for, like, fucking ever.
Good boy.
I'm about a month behind, as usual.
Shame.
And I'm listening to the 4-2 show, and you got the dude reading, like, the Balkan traditions or some shit. And I was, like, super psyched because you're like, oh, this show's stupid. And I'm like, I heard of Balkan, V-U-L-K, whatever, V-U-L-K.
What are you talking about?
Balkan, like the Star Trek shit.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be some super nerd, like, reading out, like, stupid shit that's made up for a movie, and I was like very excited. It turns out it was just as fucking funny that it's Falcon, but I heard Falcon.
I think I still don't know what he's talking about. I don't remember that show.
Hey, Tim, very weird show today. Yesterday I watched The Morning Sickness with the puppet. I think you've got a great future in your hands.
Yeah. Jim Henson's Fluppet Babies.
This is Goofus Erect. Triple lifetime sideshow freak.
All right. Thank you very much for the compliment. Yes, I hope you all enjoyed the puppet video. She'll be making an appearance again.
Hi, Tim. Yearly sideshow member weighing in about oral sex versus cheese. I got to say, was the question giving up receiving oral sex for cheese or giving
I think it's receiving.
Giving up giving oral sex for cheese. That's an important distinction.
Well,
was it giving up both? Maybe people just hate giving oral sex so much that they'd rather eat cheese than have to go down on their partner.
No, I think it's receiving oral sex, but I just wanted to clarify that for you. All right, that's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. You know, if you have funny audio or video, please send it along to me. It's very hard to continually find these clips to share with you every day. So, you know. help lighten the load by sending me, you know, horrible or disgusting or funny videos or audio. All right, so yeah, show at distortedview.com. That's our email address. Want you guys to voicemail in 206-666-4463. That's 206-660. Oh God!
Fucking my Xbox!
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. It's very important. You know, it helps in the rankings. We almost broke the top 100 today, and I don't know where we're at now. But, you know, if you rate us and review us, that can only help. If you're Sideshow Freaks, I'll see you back tomorrow. Otherwise, I'll be back on Friday to end the week. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Hey, Tim. Tone Deaf Sean here. Hey, check this out. There you go.